Hello and welcome to our second lesson on the subject of prayer. We're using Matthew 26, verse number 40 as a foundation for this series. When Jesus had already asked them to watch with him, and they fell asleep. He was about to be crucified, and there in the Garden of Gethsemane, he came here, it says, he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep. But he focuses on Peter, because Peter said, oh, you can rely on me. He said, Peter, what? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? We looked in our previous program at the subject of praise, and we could praise God for a while in our prayer time. Today we're going to look at the subject of soul searching. Now, according to the dictionary, soul searching is a deep and anxious consideration of one's emotions and motives, or of the correctness of a course of action. Now, we need to be checking with the Lord concerning our emotions, our motives, and what course of action we're taking today. The psalmist said, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Now, know my heart. The Bible says in Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The answer to that is found in Psalm 44. Shall not God search this out? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart. We don't even know our own heart, but God knows our hearts. And the psalmist said, know my thoughts, I pray. Know my thoughts. Now, when we talk about the soul, we're talking about the mind, the will, and the emotions. The Bible says, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God that your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Now the soul, the spirit is that part that talks with God. God, the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, bears witness with our spirit. He doesn't bear witness with our soul, our mind, our will, and emotions. Those things are not very reliable. But the spirit, man is a spirit, he's a soul and a body. God said, let us make man in our image. They're Trinity, and so are we. So we have a spirit, we have a soul, and we have a body. Now, the Holy Spirit will bear witness with our spirit. In turn, our spirit should dictate to our soul as to what's going to be happening today. And when we are speaking of the soul, we're speaking of the mind, the will, and the emotions. Now, it says here that the spirit, soul, and body should be preserved blameless. Now, that's not sinless. There's no such thing. It is blameless, which is innocent of wrongdoing. And so, as we pray to the Lord, we're going to say, now, Lord, would you help me today to be innocent of doing what is wrong and God's definition of what is wrong. Now, if we're going to do something that is wrong, or if we're going to do something that is right, we're going to be doing it in our mind, our will, and our emotions. That's where it all begins. And so in this area, what we need to do is some soul searching. Lord, is my mind today, is it what it should be according to your definition? My will, my emotions, my thoughts, my attitudes, my actions, my motives. As we go through all of these areas and consider what happened yesterday, Lord, my thought life, was it okay with you yesterday? And if not, we need to do something about that. We need to confess our sin. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so search me, O Lord. Know my heart, my thoughts, my attitudes, my actions, and my motives. You can see why it would be very simple to pray for an hour here as we get even into the first two areas that we're looking at here in the subject of prayer. Psalmist said in Psalm 25:1, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Samuel said, I have poured out my soul before the Lord. We read in Psalm 42, Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? And we read in Psalm 23:3, He restoreth my soul, that is my mind, my will, and my emotions. And so how to pray for an hour? Here's a good song. Just pray it back to the Lord. Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, and know my thoughts, I pray. See if there be some wicked way in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. Now we're going to play this message in song. Here's a good idea right now. Stop everything you're doing. Sit down at the table there or wherever you are. Stop what you're doing and sing along with this message and song and make it your prayer today. Search me, O God.
Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, know my thoughts, I pray. See if there be some wicked way. From every sin and set me free. I praise thee, Lord, for cleansing me from sin. Fulfill thy word and make me pure within. I burn with shame. Grant my desire to magnify thy name. Lord, take my life and make it wholly thine. My poor heart with thy great love divine. Take all my will, my passion, self, and pride. I now surrender, Lord, in me. Revival comes from thee. Send a revival, spark a work in me. Thy word declares thou wilt supply. Blessing now, O Lord, I humbly plead.
How to pray for an hour. We've looked at the subject of praising the Lord and then soul searching. We probably need 2 hours just for those two. In our next program, we're going to look at the subject of the family. Samuel said, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. If we do not pray for our family, not only our immediate family, but our longer range family out there, who's going to pray for them? God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. We're going to look at that in our next program. Be sure and be with us. Remember, he said what? Could you not watch with me 1 hour?